Our next speaker is Ishtar, who's a trans woman who spent many years in insecure housing and living on the street, etc. So Ishtar, if you come up and tell us about it. Here we are. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Ishtar Hope. I'm a homelessness activist, which is guided by my own experiences of homelessness and how a world where unconditional access to housing would have been able to prevent the trauma I faced due to my lack of access to a safe place to live. I'd like to give a content warning that what I'm about to talk about deals with themes of sexual violence. Growing up as a young trans woman in the 2010s, I was already at a disadvantage in the job market, and the only job that was willing to provide me with access to an income needed to survive was in the sex industry. Due to my unstable income and also discrimination against my identity and work, I had to resort to living at the brothel for several years during the late 2010s. When I lived at the brothel, I was forced to work long hours and accept clients that other sex workers were allowed to turn down under threat of losing the roof over my head and facing the elements as a rough sleeper, often in winter. While living in brothels, I was often made to sleep in places such as on a wet mattress in a room with no electricity while rain leaked through the roof, working through sickness and putting myself and other sex workers at risk. In 2019, after a particularly violent sexual assault that impacted my ability to work, I was kicked out of the brothel, leaving me open to further exploitation and falling prey to a domestic abuser who forced me to do even more exploitative forms of sex work under direct threats of murder. Caught between a rock and a hard place, between abuse and facing the harsh cold of life on the streets if I ran away. I am now free because of the kindness of community and because a trans woman in the community saw what was happening to me and offered me a couch to crash on so that I could escape and rebuild my life. But what happened to me should never happen to anyone. If the government invested in public housing rather than systematic neglect, someone like me could have avoided this trauma. I speak today not to change my past, but to demand that my past is not repeated. The right to a safe, stable, secure, and long-term shelter should be a basic human right, and we need to fight for it. This is a fight that I'm determined to give myself to. Community action, like the pickets — if anyone wants to get involved in the pickets, I'm happy to add you to the WhatsApp chat, by the way. Organizing tenants, pulling every lever that we can, is our path forward. We must let our anger feed our hope that we can do better. We know that this mass displacement from the demolitions will only lead to more homelessness, more people suffering like I was made to. And I ask all of you today, will we let that happen?
No!
We end the cycle now and every day forward. No more homelessness by design. No more people freezing or dying on the street. No more abuse of the most vulnerable. This is a war, and it will take us fighting collectively. No one will save us but us. We will create the change we want to see. We will force the change we need to see in the world. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you, Ishtar. Ishtar just said we have to be right to be angry to feed our hope. And I think although there's a really, really fun, almost fun spirit here today in some senses, we do have every right to be angry about what's happening, because it is just a bloody disgrace, isn't it? That you tear down purposely good public housing to give it to the private sector and displace the most needy people in our society. That is an absolute disgrace. In fact, I'll mention here the former Supreme Court Judge Kevin Bell wrote a little booklet a couple of years ago, maybe last year now, I think, in which he talked about Australia's obligations under international human rights. And that includes that governments have an obligation to provide housing for everybody, but it's an obligation the Australian government and our state government totally ignore.